Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, Senior Analyst with The Wall Street Reporter. And joining us today is Gary Gusinov, CEO of Cyber Defender Corporation. The company trades on the OTC bulletin board. The ticker symbol is CYDE. And Cyber Defender is a provider of PC security, anti-spyware, antivirus software, PC optimization, PC support, and identity theft prevention solutions. Thanks for joining us today, Gary.
Thank you for having me.
Great. Now, start off by what were the value drivers behind the company's Q1 of 09 results, which were particularly strong?
Well, the biggest driver to date so far has been the demand for our products. We're seeing continued growth in consumer threats on the Internet, particularly in malware and phishing attacks. We're seeing significant need for consumers to use multi-layered security. In other words, they have to use at least one or two Internet security suites, anti-spyware, antivirus products on their computers to be adequately protected. So we're seeing demand for our product where we're basically providing a better service, Internet security protection for our customers, and we're providing a full solution where we provide a tech on-call service and an Internet security software solution where the customer gets the ultimate benefit. And so we've seen a lot of growth there. We've seen the continued expansion of our marketing efforts. We recently started doing TV and radio advertising, soon to be doing retail, and most importantly, we've been aggressively pursuing customers on the Internet. And so that has yielded a significant growth in Q1, and it will continue to yield growth for the rest of the year.
Great. And so talk about some of the trends right now in the market and some of the emerging trends and how well-positioned the company is to capitalize on them.
Well, the biggest trend today has been, as I mentioned earlier, is the growth of Internet security threats. As you have probably seen yourself, you probably use a computer, obviously, and most listeners use a computer. We've seen a lot of phishing attacks. We see a lot of spam. We see a lot of malware. Computers are very slow. I mean, this is a recurring, continuing problem, and it's definitely not going away. I realize that a lot of these efforts are driven by individuals or entities who are driven by capitalistic gains, and they're looking to make money off of you. And so these are not malicious attacks by some hacker sitting in a garage writing viruses. And these are organized groups who are simply trying to make money off of you. And so that effort has gone up significantly over the past 4 or 5 years, and we're seeing exponential growth in threats online. And so because of that, the competitive landscape, actually the competitive landscape hasn't changed that much. If you look at the amount of consumer-focused Internet security companies out there, there's only a few new companies springing up here and there around the world. And so what Cyber Defender has been able to do is address certain parts of the Internet security gaps and be able to fill those gaps successfully, and that's why we've had some this consistent growth. In addition, as I mentioned earlier, consumer users or PC users today have to have at least two Internet security suites to be properly protected. And the reason for that is not one Internet security company can actually block you against all threats. It's just simply impossible. And so, if you have a problem in your computer and McAfee or Symantec wasn't able to fix it, you're certainly going to go out there and look for other other competing products. And so that's what's been happening to Cyber Defender. In fact, just to give you an idea of what kind of volume we're talking about, Cyber Defender reaches 2 to 3 million people every month, and we get about 1.5 million to 2 million users every month that actually download our products. So we have a significant reach. If you look on Google and Yahoo, you will usually be the number one search listing that comes up after you search for products in our industry. And we believe this is driven by just the amount of threats that are out there today. I don't think it's anything more than that. And so we look at this market from a very different perspective. We believe that the speed of updating is the most important and most critical component of Internet security. In other words, when a threat is discovered to the time that you're protected against that threat, that gap is called zero-hour gap, and Cyber Defender has addressed that gap with a network, a peer-to-peer network called the Early Network, and this proprietary patent-pending Early Network basically protects you faster against fast-moving threats than the competitive products.
Great answer. And What differentiates your product or your company from other players in your sector? Is it the product? Is it the technical support? Or perhaps both?
Well, it's actually two things. The first thing is the technology behind the software. In other words, when you download Cyber Defender products, you become part of our network and what we call a collaborative internet security network. If you want to, you know, maybe have the analogy with that would be is, how the Center for Disease Control would actually prevent a virus from spreading. You know, the first thing they would do is quarantine the disease, and then they would give antidote to all the ones that haven't been infected. And so Cyber Defender model is very similar. What we try to do is identify a threat first, and then we update all of our users before the threat can spread, so that the threat becomes less impactful on the user base if it's the antidote for the threat is actually delivered to the end user before the threat gets to the end user. And so if you look at the, you know, most, you know, the biggest value there, the value there is speed of delivery. So even if I can't, you know, if I can't deliver the update fast enough, I might as well not even have security on that computer, because if that threat can penetrate security layers, then the computer user, the PC user, is basically out of luck. And so what we've designed is a network that we believe delivers updates faster than anybody else, and the principle behind it is simply is speed. There's nothing else. And so what we have done in addition to that is we've created redundancy so that if the end user, if any of our users are not on a peer network or can't get access to one, we simply give them access to a cloud. And the cloud, we basically use cloud computing to deliver updates as well as client-server updates, so that no user is left out of the updating access to updates. And so that's one component of our solution. And the other component is our all-inclusive support and software solution, where we simply offer a software solution, meaning antivirus, anti-spyware, PC, desktop security, in addition to a tech on-call service. In other words, you can't resolve a problem in your computer, or the software can't resolve the problem. We give you access to our 24/7, 7 days a week tech on call center that is actually pretty significant in size. I mean, we have close to 400 people there now, and growing to about 1,000 people by the end of this year. And so that organization is designed to address any computer related problem. So even if it's a broken printer to you know, a driver missing, they will address it. And one thing I like to add is that, you know, one of the biggest reasons for internet security problems is that a lot of consumers simply don't know what's going on in their computer. Sometimes they'll install a printer, and that printer comes with a driver, and that driver opens up a port, and suddenly, you know, you're full of viruses because the port was opened. And so it's not necessarily that you got attacked by a malware or you went to the wrong website. I mean, you might have done something very benign that you just didn't know would have caused a potential risk. And so what my tech on call, you know, staff is trained to do is to address these problems by looking at your computer, making sure that it's adequately, you know, plugged up, or you know, all the ports are properly plugged, and then you know, addressing the specific problem that you're having, whether it's speed or a malware issue and so on. So we believe that approach is what's making us grow. We believe that our customer satisfaction rate is high because of that. We're certainly always trying to improve our product, and we're going to continue to release new products, updates, and new versions of our software. We certainly believe that software is key to protecting the consumer on the internet. But we also have to keep in mind that the threats are becoming a lot more sophisticated. They're becoming hybrid. They're now using social media to attack you. There's a lot of social engineering going on the internet where it's not a real threat in terms of malware or a virus. It's just simply, you know, an email that asks you for your phone number and an address, and suddenly that becomes a, you know, an identity theft attack. And so you gotta always, you know, try to stay ahead of the game, but it's very difficult. You know, it's a cat and mouse game with these guys.
Certainly, and moving on in regards to the company's growth, will you continue to grow organically? Will you look for some more M&A activities, or will it be a combination of both?
Well, right now we're currently not pursuing any M&A transactions. I'm sure that can change from time to time, but we don't currently have any targets. What we are pursuing consistently is new channels, marketing channels. And so Cyber Defender is currently in three major channels. First one is internet, second is radio, and then television. and we're aggressively approaching retail, and we believe that very soon we'll have a significant retail channel. And so that will give us four significant channels to market. We're very much aligned as a direct response marketer. We look for customers directly, and we're not very interested in situations where we can't control the customer. And so that's really important to us, and we believe that that's also the reason why we're growing. And, you know, we're going to continue to expand in these channels. We have some international opportunities that have come to us, and we're going to probably start at the end of this year doing international customer acquisition. But the market is wide open. I think that there's a limited amount of competitors. You know, Symantec and McAfee obviously being the biggest players in the space, but they still are not, you know, since people are using multiple solutions, it's not hard to take a Symantec customer away from Symantec or a McAfee customer away from McAfee. It's that these people are there. And so I think that this industry will continue to grow exponentially over the next 10 years or 15 years. IT spending certainly will continue to go into security. Consumers will continue to spend money in security. Just to give an example, our ARPU, which is the average revenue per user per year, just in about 4 months went up from $61 to over $80. And so we believe that that has a lot to do with how consumers perceive these services. I think that, you know, generally they think that each consumer believes that they need to have several, you know, security products and services in their household in order to be properly protected. And so that trend is continuing to grow. It's very similar to what the insurance industry was in the 50s, where consumers were, you know, led to believe that, you know, they had to have multiple insurance policies. And suddenly, you know, you have to have a car and life and home insurance policy, spending, you know, potentially tens of thousands of dollars a year. But that's where we are with security today. And it's an exciting time to be in the space.
Great. And walk us through your background and experience, Gary, as well as that of the key management team at Cyber Defender.
Sure. My experience is in direct response advertising on the Internet. I've been involved in online marketing since 1995, 96 timeframe. I started a company called Synergy that generated over $2 billion in revenue for our clients like Citigroup, Wells Fargo, Bank of America, Citrix. I was actually part of the team that launched GoToMyPC and GoToMeeting in 2001. And so I have a lot of experience marketing software products on the Internet and on a large scale. I've actually went head-to-head with Symantec with GoToMyPC, and obviously you've seen that product still doing very well. My other partners, Bing Liu, was formerly with McAfee. He sold his previous company to McAfee for $200-plus million. And Igor Barash, who was one of the first co-founders of a company called HostPro, which eventually was sold to Micron PC. And Kevin Harris, who came to us from Statmon Technologies, and prior to that he was with Archeo Pictures, is a very experienced and seasoned CFO. We're continuing to add people to our management team, and you know, over the next 2 or 3 months, we'll have additional staff that will add from some of the well-known Internet companies in Los Angeles here, Los Angeles area. So we're continuing to build out our team. I think our team is very well diversified, where we have marketing and technology and security expertise. You know, we're certainly, you know, always looking to add new members who have more security expertise and, you know, more network infrastructure expertise as we expand in that area. But the current team is pulling it off. You know, we're continuing to grow, and we're happy with the results.
Great. And what specific milestones and objectives has the management team set for the company over the next year?
Sure. Our goal, you know, financial goal, is to ramp up our revenues to significantly to over $10 million a month, and I think that's achievable. In a predictable future, I should say. Our goal is to have to promote good customer service. You know, our customer stays with us for a long time because we have a subscription model, and so our goal is to keep our customers and as long as we can, and keep them happy. And that means good customer service, you know, always picking up the phone when they call. And so we're working on infrastructure that allows us to be available at any time. And so it's challenging to do that because we're addressing computer problems that can happen at 4 o'clock in the morning, and then sometimes it'll take our support specialist 10 hours to resolve a problem because it's a complicated problem. So, you know, how do you staff for something that is so unpredictable? And so our goal is to build an infrastructure that can support volatility in usage and create a utility standard where we can maintain profitability. And so that's what we're working towards. The other goal we have is simply come up with better software solutions that can prevent a lot of these problems from happening in the first place, and maybe alert the user earlier before a problem happens. You know, perfect example of that, you know, people are simply not backing up the data that they have in their computer. And so if they lose their data and they end up calling us after they lost it, it's very difficult to recover. And sometimes it'll take our technicians hours, and will can cost the customer, you know, literally thousands of dollars to recover that data back. And so we want to promote preemptive measures, oftentimes being online backup, cleaning of the computer, just like you clean your house every couple weeks or so. And so we want to promote these, you know, behavior change, and behavior change is extremely hard to manage or promote or discuss even. And so those are our challenges. I think they're attainable, and I think CyberDefender is properly staffed. You know, we have significant amount of people in the organization now. We have a lot of support from our partners, including Guthrie Rinker and some other partners that were recently signed up. And you know, we're moving towards our goals. You know, and I think these goals are probably consistent throughout the industry. You know, we have a big problem and not enough resources to address it as a whole. And the bad guys have more time and have more money and have the, you know, more, I guess, more passion to break into your computer, you know. And so we have to deal with that, and I think we're up to punch.
Great. And Gary?
Yes.
In terms of investors, do you think that investors understand the company's direction?
Well, I certainly hope so. I think, you know, it's fairly easy to understand what we do. I think if you go to our website, we kind of say it all. You know, we fix your computer with utilities that we sell and market. So I think the message is clear. I think maybe the proprietary nature of our technology is probably not very easily understood. It is a relatively new concept. So we're going to do a better job in promoting or communicating the value of that technology in the near future. I think that you know, our financials need to be explained in more detail. I mean, the company is showing some our expenses are ahead of our earnings, and that has a lot to do with how revenue is recorded. And so our actual cash receipts are higher than what the stated, GAAP income is. And so that's probably not easy to understand. But if somebody reads into our financials, they can, you know, get it and see how the company is ramping up. And so regardless of that, over the next few quarters, we anticipate the company to be cash flow positive, and then followed by, you know, EBITDA profitability, where our GAAP revenues and costs will be aligned correctly. And so it's a challenge for us today, simply because on the surface, if you're not going to dig into our financials, you will not see the light at the end of the tunnel. But in reality, is, you know, this company is collecting a significant amount of cash revenue every month, and our costs are quickly, you know, falling below that. So it's an exciting time in this company. It's at a turning point. Let's put it this way.
Great. And once again, joining us today is Gary Gusinov, CEO of CyberDefender Corporation. Once again, company trades on the OTC bulletin board. Ticker symbol CYDE. And before we conclude, Gary, what are some of the key reasons why CyberDefender represents a good long-term investment opportunity to potential investors?
Sure, there's a couple of really important ones. First of all, the company is a direct response marketer and acquirer of customers through direct response channels. We generate significant amount of users every month. We generate significant amount of customers every month, paying customers, you know, over 30,000 paying customers every month. We're continuing to grow month over month, quarter over quarter. We have a residual revenue stream. In other words, we're our customers pay us either once every month or once a year continuously. We have a growing industry where there's more threats, more need for products like ours, relatively low competitive base. In other words, it's not hard for us to acquire customers from or take customers from our competitors. We have a strong management team. We have a lot of support, whether it's resources or financial support. And we believe that our structure in terms of our offerings is very solid. We're laser focused. We don't have 50 products. We don't have 50 departments. We're not in enterprise or SMB where there's a lot of, you know, bleeding going on right now. We're strictly focused on the consumer. And we believe that that laser sharp focus on these products and on the industry is what's going to propel this company to become a player, let's put it this way, in the space, and hopefully the fourth or the fifth largest internet security company in the world. And we think that our structure that I just mentioned and our focus is what's going to get us there. I necessarily believe that there's a silver bullet in this space where a technology can come in and displace everyone, or some business approach is going to come in and displace everyone. That's what was said about Microsoft, you know, 3 years ago when they came out with their anti-spyware products, and that hasn't happened. And so we think that a company that has a good focus and an offering that consumers can relate to and easily get access to is going to be the winner in the space, and that is Cyber Defender.
Great. Well, we certainly do look forward to continuing to track the company's growth and progress, and I'd like to thank you for taking the time to update our investors today, Gary.
You're welcome. Anytime.